marshmallowy Lucky Charms.
It's lucky!
My favourite part of this complete breakfast.
Let's get some!
I'll make a magic rocket and go to Mars! Oh no! Me heart, stars, clovers, diamonds, horseshoes, balloons and yellow moons!
Frosty Lucky Charms!
They're magically delicious!
And go to Mars!
On this episode of The Commercial Break...
And she's like, I gotta take a picture of you. This is so crazy. I love this. Oh my God, you're my favorite. And I was playing along. She takes a picture. I was just tickled pink that someone wanted my picture. And I was like, thanks very much. And she's like, you're so welcome, Cletus. And I was like, what? They thought Cletus. I was Cletus T. Judd.
No, from The Biggest Loser.
He goes on for wealth, right? Now, this guy does well for himself. He does not need... Yeah. He's not, like, rich.
Yeah.
But he does fine for himself. He doesn't need a sugar mama. But he says, I'm going for wealth.
Okay.
Well, this guy is...
Well, he didn't want to have to pay out for the good looking. Yeah.
Well, he's lost so much money getting ghosted. And women with eye patches, quote, unquote.
Oh my God.
And what about, quote, halitosis, sir? Are you here on this television program stating that you will not date someone with halitosis? And what about them? Answer my question. I triple dipple check.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend Kristen Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to yo, Brian.
Best to yo out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this The Commercial Break. The only one you'll ever need, guaranteed. 30-day money-back guarantee.
Only
call
one.
661. Best the number 2. Y-O-Yo. Tell us. Complain. Go ahead. We don't give a shit.
Just interact.
Yeah, just interact. We don't care. Lots of people are interacting. Someone said that they will keep us up. Someone said they will keep us up to date on the comings and goings of the Johnny Depp trial if we'd like them to.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Correspondent, if you will.
Apparently, there's like a whole merchandising thing out there too.
Oh yeah,
now that
it's a big deal. Yeah, everybody loves a good drama, and Johnny Depp is. The guy's got a constitution, and you know they said that what's her name has a very serious disorder called borderline personality disorder, which is akin to narcissistic personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very serious disorder, and I feel bad for both of these people because I think they just were in a relationship. The party went on one day too long.
It did.
Or maybe 10 days too long. I'm not really sure. But the amount of cocaine that Johnny was doing, it's amazeballs. And I am just into it.
Booze and cocaine.
Somebody write a biopic on this guy, please. Yeah. And have, before he's too old to play himself.
I was going
to
say, they should make a movie about it and have Johnny play himself.
Absolutely. Before Johnny dies, let's get Johnny to play Johnny in a movie. Just like Nick Cage is now playing himself in a movie.
Yes.
And apparently it's very, very good. Can't
I've
wait
heard
to see
that.
The Nick Cage movie. I was having cereal last night. You know, sometimes I get on a cereal
you
kick
do.
And I have some cream. I've been trying to like wean
cereal
off a little
cream.
Bit. Yeah, cereal and cream. Why not? It's
decadent.
One of the food groups. Cream. Saturated fat. One of the 5 food groups, whatever it is. So my kids got this like Trolls cereal, right? They see it in the aisle and they have to have it and they scream and yell until they get it, but they don't eat cereal. So inevitably, so it's been sitting there for a long time, this Troll cereal. So I open it up, and what it actually is, it is like Lucky Charms.
Okay.
But instead of the...
Marshmallows?
Non-starter, they have the marshmallows, but they have like a round, like kind of like Kix almost, but they're colored. Yeah, like multi-colored. Like, you know, none of this shit can be good for you. How they get those things that color, I'm not really sure. But two things.
Ask Clark Griswold.
Oh, yeah. He's,
he's
a food
additive
guy. That's right. But there are two things that I'd like to talk about specifically about Lucky Charms and Lucky Charms like cereals.
Okay.
It almost feels like it's a lottery.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of money and you never know whether or not you're actually going to get any marshmallows in your particular bowl of cereal.
Right.
Because if there's not the right marshmallow to...
Ratio
to regular cereal ratio, non-flavored cereal.
Yes.
Then you feel like you're eating cardboard.
Right.
But if you get too many marshmallows, you feel like you're eating a marshmallow cereal. Now, here's the other thing that amazed. So I'm really fucking pissed about this, and I need to figure out a way. I'm trying to figure out a way. Yesterday, I went through a series of shaking and turning upside down and mixing with my hand. No. Just the one bag. Oh, okay. I just wanted to
see. You might need to mix cereals.
Could I fluff up the marshmallows to the top? That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
I wanted to see if I could make the ratio better. If I could win the lottery, the Lucky Charms lottery, and get more marshmallows than I was getting. And what I've decided is, why am I wasting my fucking time on marshmallows? Second of all, I have always been calling them marshmallows for my entire life.
I know. I thought they were marshmallows.
They're marshmallows.
Mallows.
They're with an A. You don't spell marshmallow with an E. You spell it with an A.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, but you know that's proper fucking English, and marshmallow is not a word that I want to say.
That sounds weird.
It is. But that's how it's – that is the word, marshmallow, not marshmallow.
Well, you know how the language can be a little nuanced.
Listen, if anybody knows about the language nuances, it's me, Brian Green. I invented a whole nuance in the English language.
That's why your name is spelled G-H-R-E-E-N.
G-H-W-T-T-Y-R-E-E-N. The G-H-T-T-W-Y is silent. That's right. It's Brian Fang. Fang. If anybody out there has any ideas on how I can make my marshmallow to unflavored cereal.
Like
that. Well, that's the way it's said. This is what I'm talking about. Right. It's a highly disturbing event in my life. I have been, and here's how I even figured this out. I'm writing the show notes for today, and I'm like, this is how in-depth the commercial break gets on the show notes. Brian's writing notes from his head. You know, he's just like picking random events in his life, like marshmallow hunting, right? And I'm like, Lucky Charms marshmallow. You know, it's lottery.
Remember those content ideas that I save? And
I use marshmallows instead.
Okay.
So I write marshmallow over and over again, and I keep on getting that red fucking line that denotes that I am yet again spelling something wrong.
Now, I knew it was spelled that way.
You did?
You pronounce it marshmallow.
I thought it was marshmallow.
No,
I thought it was mellow.
Now I knew it was spelled marshmallow.
Fuck, man.
But
fuck.
You say marshmallow.
God damn. This is like we're on the verge of nuclear war and Brian's shaking the troll's cereal box to see if he can get the marshmallows correct.
Yeah.
This really makes me angry about this particular cereal, and it always has. And I don't
buy it.
Well, I think what they should do is they should package the marshmallows
separately?
Separately.
In a little bag.
Yes, like Twix. Like, you know, they take two Twix and they put them in the same thing. They should individually wrap your marshmallows and your. She hates it. It's like chalkboard. Red light, green light, marshmallow.
Who wants some marshmallows?
Who wants to go out and roast marshmallows?
No one.
That's because you say it marshmallow, not marshmallow.
Yes.
So I think they should individually package them. And then you can determine how much sweetness.
A little shaky shake of
A little tasty teener.
Some marshmallows.
Hey, man, you got that mallow? I'm looking for that mallow. No mallow here, brother, just mellow. Take your janky ass shit out of here with that mallow bullshit.
Yes.
Ring, ring.
Hey, man, it's Brian. You got any of that marshmallows? Man, you better hang the fucking phone up. Ain't no marshmallows around here. I only got marshmallows. Stop calling me.
I'm looking for that mallow, that real mallow.
Genuine mallow.
Ain't no one got that real shit.
It's all artificial anyways, right?
I don't even think it's a real marshmallow. I think it's
what is a real marshmallow?
I don't know. A real marshmallow is confectionery sugar that's blown up. With air and air. But it's usually like soft and squishy. And I don't know what's in that Lucky Charm. I don't know how they get that consistency.
It's like dried.
It's dried.
It's like freeze dried. Something.
Yeah,
and then
it's
I think
space,
when you
space
do the
food.
Cream on it, then it expands.
Remember when we were kids and they had the space food?
Yes.
The space ice cream?
Yes.
Right? That's what the marshmallows are to me. They're like that space ice cream. Mm-hmm. You take a bite of it, it tastes nothing like ice cream, and it just melts in your mouth in a weird way.
Oh,
do I remember Dippin'
Dots?
I almost thought about getting a franchise.
Yes. I love some Dippin' Dots. I haven't had them forever.
So we go to the the museum, the I forget what it was. Oh, it's a museum in Chicago, like the big Museum of Science and Industry, right?
That's
and
a good one.
Yeah. And we go there and we go to the huge...
They've got a planetarium there that is amazing.
Planetarium. And they have a huge... It is amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
They have a huge food court, you know? And so we go there and you can buy different things. But what they have is they have a machine, like a robot machine that'll make you your Dippin' Dots right there.
Nice.
Fucking A, right. And so I look on the side and it says, you know, this... Dippin' Dots, franchised by whoever, right? John and Jill, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, motherfucking, that's the game right there. Mm-hmm. You just sit back and watch that Dippin' Dot cash roll on in. That's
mailbox money.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to make me a marshmallow franchise. Hey, it's me, Frankie B. If you like to lose $50,000, I've got a brand new idea for you. Welcome to your brand new marshmallow studio.
You can sell them at the salon suite.
The salon suites.
Yeah.
Every salon suite should come with a marshmallow robot, you know, machine.
Robot
that,
arm.
That bring, yeah, or you could maybe we could sell used panties in there too, like they do in Japan.
Sounds good.
Update on a friend that we've been talking about on this show a lot, and okay. That's my single friend who's single and ready to mingle. We haven't named him yet. Let's call him Marlon. Let's just say his name is Marlon.
Marlon.
Marlon. You like that? Yeah, I don't know why I picked that name, but Marlon, like Brando.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, but he doesn't weigh as much as Marlon did in his final years.
Yeah.
Marlon used to have
He's a young Marlon.
Brando. Marlon Brando, they literally would stop the shoot every sentence to give him his line in his older age.
Mm.
He would, he would, first of all, he would demand all of the money. He'd be like, I want all of the money. I want, you know, if that budget was $30 million, he'd be like, I want 31. And people would be like, we don't have that. He's like, get it. And then maybe I'll be in your movie.
Yeah. And then would do it.
And then they would do it. And then he would sit in his trailer, smoke cigars and, you know, twiddle his diddle.
He lived his life.
He was his own little person. But then he'd come on set and he'd have no idea what they were talking about. And he'd be like, what movie am I in?
Here.
Yeah. He was like doing The Godfather. And
that reminds me. Hold on. I have to tell a story real quick. Jeff and I took Jeff to the airport this morning. So we're listening to the radio on the way there. And, you know, I normally turn on like NPR or something. And it was too depressing. They were talking about much depressing stuff. And I'm like, what other station? I turn it, it's like 91.7 jazz, something like that.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I can kind of get down to this in the morning. So Jeff and I are driving along and the DJ comes on and he goes, hey, you know, he's got one of these like smooth jazz voices. He's like, hey, yeah.
W-A-B-B-B-B.
Right. Yeah. He's like, next up, hopefully somebody's going to call in and win these tickets to go see so-and-so down at so-and-so. And he's like, next caller. And he clicks it. And the... He goes, yeah. He goes, Cheryl, you've won the tickets. And she goes, great. She was like, what show is this? And he goes, I don't even know if I'm going to give you the tickets now, Cheryl. Cheryl's like, sorry. Anyways, it was the funniest exchange. I was sitting there dying.
When we were
what
doing.
What show is this? It sounds like Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Showing up to the movie.
He had no idea.
What movie is
he was
this?
Doing The Godfather and they were like feeding him lines and he's like, what's the movie about? Right. What's my character about? Yeah. Like, he didn't read The Godfather. It reminds me of the time that we were in the studio doing the late night on the legend shit. Okay. And so when I first started off by myself.
Yeah.
And then occasionally was also by myself because my partner Cam would get kicked out of the studio for this reason or that reason, or it just wouldn't be there. I don't know. And so, but I still wanted to have fun with it. So I'd be up there doing my own radio show, you know, recording it between 7 and 10 p.m., but it would air or was supposed to air between 2 and 5 in the morning. And then I'd usually just air it much earlier. But anyway, so we shared a studio with a radio station, large country radio station in Atlanta.
Yes.
The one I was on was called the Small Stick Station. It reached about 30,000 people.
I worked for the other big one.
The big one reached about 13 million people. It was Atlanta's a huge radio market. And so I'd be doing this and then the phone would ring. You could see it light up, right? The little flashing thing would go on. And but it wasn't for my station. It was for the other country station.
Whatever was, okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
And they were calling in. But usually when I was recording, nothing was live. So they weren't asking people to call in. So no one ever called in.
Yeah.
But every once in a blue moon, the phone would ring and I'd be like, let me see what's doing. Right. And so I would answer, late night on the legend. Right.
Yeah.
And people would be like, oh my God, did I win the tickets or whatever? And I'd be like, no, you didn't. Sorry. We're not running a contest. Well, one time I happened to have someone left in the studio, give these away if you want, right? Tickets to like, you know, the country fair that costs $10 to go to anyway.
Right.
And so, you know, somebody called and a late night on the legend, you know, we love you. We're just riding down the street. We're having so much fun. And I said, you've won these, you know, and she's like, great. We're like, where are you located? And I'm like, we're located X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
We are literally 15 minutes away. It's her and her boyfriend. And I'm like, well, come on down.
She comes down.
I go downstairs, seven floors up. I go downstairs. I hand them tickets. By the way, this is completely against the rules, but I go downstairs. I hand them the tickets. And this is at a time when the cell phones were just starting to have cameras, like cameras you could use.
Right.
And she's like, I got to take a picture of you. This is so crazy. I love this. Oh, my God. You're my favorite. And I was playing along. She takes a picture. I was just tickled pink that someone wanted my picture. And I was like, thanks very much. And she's like, you're so welcome, Cletus. And I was like, what? They thought Cletus. I was Cletus T. Judd.
No, from The Biggest Loser.
So aptly named. It was Celebrity Fit Club, I think is what
it
was.
Okay, okay.
They mistook me for Cletus T. Judd.
Well,
go Google Cletus T. Judd and tell me if I look anything like Cletus T. Judd.
No, you don't. He had his hair plugs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was a bad look. Wonder where Cletus is. He's probably getting fired from radio station right now. Can you hear that? Crow, 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 crow,
crow, crow.
That's the sign of Cletus T. Judd losing another radio contract. All right, so Marlon, back to Marlon.
Marlon,
that's another one of the TCB off the ramp.
Meandering
we should call this podcast Off the Ramp. Marlon informs me that he's fed up with the dating scene. The Tinders, the Flinder, you know,
he
the Flinders,
to
lonely fans.
One of the public access.
Yeah. He probably would have learned nothing and he would have gotten no value like we did. He probably would have wasted 40 minutes of his life just like we did.
Yeah, we just recorded
another show
we're
that
probably
we'll
never
going to
air.
But it's been a long day. We had to get warmed up. Okay. Yes. So he informs me, I'm done with Flinder, Tinder, all the, you know, flitting,
mumble,
flotting,
tumble.
Whatever, mumble, tumble, rumble, all the shit. I'm done with it. And so what I decided to do is I went on a website called Seeking Arrangements, which is as shady as it fucking
sounds.
It is for people looking for sugar mamas, sugar daddies.
Okay.
And
an arrangement.
Arm candy, an arrangement. Mm-hmm. That's right. But the arrangement is specific, right? When you sign up, you say, are you looking for wealth or are you looking for looks?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they just divide people into those categories. It's the most shady fucking thing I've ever heard. But hey, whatever you're into.
You know,
between
in this
two
day
consenting
and age,
adults,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
God
Go
bless.
For it.
Yeah, God
Go
bless.
For it.
So he says, I'm looking
for... What if you're looking for both?
Yeah, well, that's what he said. Well, what if I'm looking for both? But they don't give you that option.
No, it's one of the
So
other.
He goes on for wealth, right? Now, this guy does well for himself. He does not need...
Yeah.
He's not like rich, but he does fine for himself. He doesn't need a sugar mama. But he says, I'm going for wealth.
Okay.
Well, this guy is...
Well, he didn't want to have to pay out for the good looking. Yeah.
Well, he's lost so much money getting ghosted.
And paying for whole families of dinners.
That's right. For those of you that didn't listen to this episode, this guy, we've been following his single exploits. He got ghosted by an entire family of people.
Yes, the mother and the sister,
sister
showed up to the
friends.
Date
That's
with
right.
the woman. Yeah. And then they all one by one went to the bathroom and never came back.
They never came back. And the restaurant manager felt so bad for him. He gave him free dessert.
Yeah.
Like a kick in the face. So he goes,
free drink.
He goes for wealth. And within 48 hours, my inbox is filled because he's like a handsome gentleman.
Yeah.
He's in his 40s. He's like, you know, he'll do, right?
Yeah.
He'll do. Filled with options. Ladies go, you know,
Dance
card was full. So he went on his very first seeking arrangement date. Some time ago, a couple weeks ago.
And now we
ago.
Have a video of it.
Oh, man, I wish. I asked him if he would come on. He's just like, he hates me. He hates when I talk about him on
it. Well, why does he keep telling you about everything?
Well, because I think
he secretly likes it.
Secretly likes when he's being talked about, but he doesn't want his real name out
right,
there.
Well.
Even though no one's ever going to know. It's such a common name. No one would ever know. Anyway, so he goes on his first date, and the lady says, a gentleman always picks up a lady. and for the first date.
Oh, okay.
And he said, that's great. And she said, so I'm sending a car for you to pick me up. Not an Uber.
She's going to send a car for him.
But a literal car.
A car. Like a town car?
No. She sent a Porsche.
What?
She delivered a Porsche to his front door.
What?
And the guy handed him the keys. He signed a piece of paper. Not even kidding you.
No,
I'm not even kidding you.
Like giving him a Porsche?
No, she didn't give him a Porsche. She rented a Porsche for the night.
Oh.
And the guy delivered the Porsche. And he drove it to pick her up. Fucking badass. Goddamn right.
I like her style.
And apparently, the guy who delivered the car was like, I've done this before for this lady. And here's a little piece of advice. Don't show up without flowers. And you better get good ones, right?
Okay.
And so Marlon took the advice. He went and he got some flowers. He's now driving around this Porsche. The guy has like a Camry, dude. And he's driving around a Porsche picking this lady up.
Yeah. She needed to be taken in a Porsche.
He gets there and she's got a $500 bottle of cologne. And she's like, this is my favorite cologne. You go in the bathroom and spray some on. He's like, well, then why not?
She knows what she wants.
He says she's like in her early 60s. And while it's not, he's like, admittedly, not necessarily my style. Mm-hmm. She's a little more done up than I'd like. Like she like wears a lot of makeup and stuff and covers up all of her blemishes.
Yeah.
He said, but honestly, Brian,
with a Porsche and a cologne. I think I can work with this.
They went to the best restaurant where he lives down in Florida. They went to the best restaurant in the town.
Outback.
They went to the best old country buffet they could find. That's pretty funny, Coldy. They went to the local crocodile zoo. So they went to the best restaurant, and it was all paid for. Like the maitre d' knew her. It was paid for. He didn't have to do a thing. He brought the flowers, and she's like, I'm glad you brought the flowers, because I didn't want to have to tell you within 10 minutes of our date that you weren't getting a second one.
Yeah.
Right? She was like, demandy, commandy, but he says they had a fucking ball.
Sounds like it's off to a great start.
They ordered a bottle of Screaming Eagle, which is like a $7,000 bottle of wine. Yes. And they ordered a bottle of Screaming Eagle. Everyone was having a great time. They were laughing and joking. They ended up going to like strip clubs? Like a Johnny's Hideaway type place, right? Like an old place where old and young people mingle together.
They can mingle on the dance floor that lights up.
Yeah. They went and they danced the night away. And so
sounds fun.
He went on a second date and it was more of a calm date.
Right.
She had her personal chef cook for them at her luxurious condo, 30 fucking stories in the air overlooking the water.
I mean, this sounds amazing.
He says, come in. The next, they're planning their third date, but she has already told him that Venice, Italy, will be where they have their 10th date. And so I'm like, dude.
10th?
10th date.
She planned it out that far. Okay.
This is unbelievable. Apparently she was rich. She was married to a very wealthy man. She helped him build this business. Like, you know, behind
and
every great man
is a,
you know. And now she knows what she wants. The guy passed away in his early, you know, in his mid-50s.
Why not?
I love this.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to
Men
ask.
Men have been doing it for years.
Astrid for permission to seek an arrangement.
And you can video it.
That's right.
It's going to be all for the name of the show.
That's right. I'm sending a car for you. It's a yellow taxi. I rented a car. It's out front.
It's a Dodge Charger.
It's made by Fisher Price. It's an electric vehicle.
I love this, though.
I have to keep up with him.
I mean,
I have to keep up with the
story. Who of our single friends could we get to do this and actually, like, you know, film something?
Oh, I could think of a couple. But it might have to be sugar daddy type situation. But I think
William.
No. I think this lady might be like, could you wash the patchouli off? There are a couple people, but I think it might not be a man seeking an older woman.
But that's what I want to see.
Yeah, that's what I want to see too. Because I don't think it's as interesting when it's sugar mama. But sugar mamas can be interesting too.
Sugar daddy.
Sugar daddies can be interesting too.
I've seen that for years.
All right.
Running around town. All right.
Well, what do you want me to do? I can't manufacture somebody. Well, we can have
find a single friend.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, here's the deal. 661-237-8296.
Yes, please.
We will pay for your Seeking Arrangements membership.
Yes.
We will pay for your first date. If you agree to get on Seeking Arrangements, I actually think I know one of our listeners who might do this.
Okay.
Will. Not Will the Champ.
Okay.
But another Will. Okay. Will, I'm talking directly to you. I know you're listening to this. I will pay for the Seeking Arrangements membership for 3 months, at least 3 months.
Yeah.
We got to give it some time.
Month right. Trial.
But Will's not a bad looking guy. Yeah. We met him at the festival at Memphis.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. So I'll give it a 3 month go.
Yeah.
I want you to have a Seeking Arrangement date or two, and I want to know what things are up to. I want to see if it's as wild as my friend's experience.
Yes.
Now, he said he had over 30 people to choose from, and this profile, she stated that this was going to happen. Like, I am rich. I will spoil you.
Yeah.
You will do everything I tell you to do.
He'll do it.
Yeah. And I'm looking for the best, right? Okay. I'm not looking for, you know, don't send me no fucking slackers. You got to have a job and a car
game.
Yeah. She also said, I'm not looking to babysit anybody. So if you're living in your parents' basement and you sit around
you
playing video games
in.
All day, you're not getting the $500
I'm not
bottle
a place
of cologne.
To stay.
So I said, did you get the $500 bottle of cologne at the end of the night? And he said, yes, she left it in the car. And I said, what did you do with the car? He said, I drove it back home. It was picked up the next morning. And I was like, that's insane. Did she explain to you did she explain to you that? Does she do this all the time? I had a line of questioning that I wish I could bring him on
there. The guy that dropped up the car said she did.
That guy.
He gave us some
because
nice tips,
it was his car. So now here's the most interesting part about this. There is a service out there like Airbnb
for cars.
Yes. Which is weird, but kind of cool.
Very interesting.
So this guy is like, she's on speed dial, man. I rent this car, you know, and she told him. She told Marlon, I go on about...
Where did the man with the car, when he dropped it off, where did he go?
Somebody else was there picking him up.
Oh.
Yeah. But he has he delivers. That's, you know,
it's
you
like
pay
$1,000
a day.
Safe Ride.
Remember Safe Ride?
Oh, yeah. I took it a few times.
Yeah. Me too. Many times. I had... Yeah. Those guys were friends at the bar I worked at. And it was called Angel Ride or Safe Ride.
They would come get you, and there would be another car, and then,
they would follow you all the way home.
They would drive your car home,
They would drive your car home. It was always weird, because I was always
It was very weird.
Alcohol was not the first thing in the mix, if you know what I mean. I was always twisted some way, and I'd be like, ah, 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 ah. And these guys were like AA buddies. That's what they did.
Were,
Angel Ride was like a group of people who had met at AA, and they decided to do this as part of their community service, giving back to the world. And then you give them a tip. They just did it based on tips. At least back then they did. It was completely free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
but
was
you
based
give
on
them,
tip.
We give them like $100 for driving 2 miles.
Thank you for driving my car home.
Yeah.
And me.
I'd be like, well,
it's a little awkward conversation, but you're Chatty Cathy at that point. Anyways.
I'd be like, my friend has $600 worth of high-grade Peruvian blue. If we get pulled over, you're the sober guy. Just tell him you're with AA. Not AAA, AA. I always felt so safe. It was the most wonderful thing. The only bad thing is, at least where I worked, they only had like two or three of those people that were working on any given Friday or Saturday. So sometimes you'd have to wait for like 2 hours for those people to show up. It wasn't exactly.
Right. Yeah. No, but that just gave you more time to party.
I know. Get more fucked up. You just called a couple hours. I wonder if Uber has put a dent in those services.
Probably. I mean, I haven't taken that thing since. Yeah.
No, but
I used to take all the time back from Jessica Latini.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so there's an update on Marlon. I'm going to keep up with him. Listen, if anybody would like to go through with this, if anyone would like to do some Seeking arrangements, dates with us, and you have to take meticulous notes, be willing to tape record it, and certainly be willing to come on air and talk about it.
Yes.
You don't have to give your real name, or we don't have to have you on video, but I want to be able to ask you questions directly on air, because I asked Marlon, but repeating the conversation is not as interesting as hearing it in the first place. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I was like, this is great. So what's the game? So I say, what's the end game here? Yeah. Are you going to like
Venice?
What? That's what he said. He goes, Venice. What I fucking care.
I've had my eye on the prize.
You think I'm thinking about a year from now? I'm thinking about date number 10.
Exactly.
I'm asking her out every night. He's like, I'm trying to think of a date night every night.
Get to 10.
Get to Venice before June. And now for the commercial break, inside of the commercial break. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of TCB. I want to remind you that if you get an opportunity or you're in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please do us a favor and use their specialized URLs and or codes. They always offer a discount or something for free, and it lets them know that we are doing our job so that we can continue to put out great mediocre content for you and for yours. Make sure you go to tcbpodcast.com. There's more information about Chrissy and I. All the audio and the video is there at one location, and you can connect with us. That's at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for content you cannot find anywhere else. We have special videos that we put out once a week called TCB in the Studio. 5 to 10 minutes of Chrissy and I yapping on about this or that. You know how we do it. You're going to love more of us than you already get. Do us a favor. Hit us up at 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you'd like to be on the commercial break because you have an interesting story or something to tell us, or you have any content ideas you'd like to pass along. And one more thing, if you ever feel like you want to help out the commercial break, your good friends Brian and Chrissy here at the commercial break, you can take 2 minutes to rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Doesn't matter if it's Apple, Google, Spotify, Podbean, CastBox, Overcast, or one of the many others that exist, they usually have a rating and a review system, and you adding your rating or review really does help grow the show. So now that I've said all the things I need to say, I'll say one more thing. We'll be back to the commercial break after this commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right, so this is what I did. I trolled the internet.
As I do.
And I found those, you know, that British morning show that we like to watch every once in a while?
Yeah, those guys are great.
I found the British morning show did a whole thing on
they're
sugar
so
daddies.
They're so funny
I
know with the really ghosts. Are. They were so funny.
Yeah, and there's one, I have a feeling they're on for like 7 hours every day on ITV or BBC or whatever it is. And they do at least one or two segments that are just like oddities, right? And this is why the world is fucked up, is because this is like mainstream news mixed with I fucked a ghost dick. It just doesn't make any sense.
I love it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
This is sugar dad. These are sugar daddies, not sugar mamas, sugar daddies. Here we go. This lady has a sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy?
You said you fell into this about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
How do you fall into it?
I
literally slipped and fell on his dick.
Signed up for it.
People asking me to go on dates and giving me gifts.
So have you made a career out of this?
Kind of, yeah. It's like I'm a businesswoman about it.
So your business is getting things bought for you?
Yeah, I do.
It's on my business card. For fuck me for money.
It says self-described gold digger.
Yeah, self-described gold digger. By the way, I want to. We're gonna have fun with this, but I want to make this clear. If two consenting adults have this arrangement, I don't have any problem with this.
No.
I'm not. This doesn't seem like a problem to me. And by the way,
they're going on news to talk about it.
Yeah, they're going on the news to talk about it. And listen, it's like, God bless. Everyone's getting something out of it that they enjoy.
Pay for play.
I love him. I wish I remembered his name, but he's like, so let me get this straight. You suck his dick for money. That's correct. Do you have a business card?
And for what? They buy you gifts. You do what for them?
For my time, basically.
And what happens in that time?
Just usually go for meals, things like that, holidays.
Sex?
I go for meals. Usually he eats me out. You know, that kind of dinner. Yeah. Sometimes I show up and then Lonnie Leglache.
Yeah.
The woman on this show is like, wants to tear this lady's head off.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
already disliking this person.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Never.
Never?
Never. No.
And do they know that before they lavish you with these presents?
No, they don't know that because they don't.
They'll know that, but surprise.
I wouldn't get as much money if I did that.
I'm not sleeping with you. Yeah.
What do you think? I am an idiot. The man host here is so
he's
funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he's hilarious, and he's really interested. He's like,
he's like, animated.
So wait, yeah, no sex ever? Are you sure? What about with me? I'm rich. And the lady is like, she's a little more prudish.
Yeah.
So you're
they gonna know now?
Well, yeah, now it probably attract them to me more.
So you are essentially sort of in the early stages of the relationship, leading them on.
Yeah,
and you are quite happy.
Air quotes. So you're leading them on with your vagina. Air quotes. So when quote, hard dick, then you, quote, let them on. Then you, quote, have blue balls. Then you, quote, cock tease them. Then they, quote, get left.
Then they,
quote,
go
at
to
the
a
bar.
Plant.
Yeah, and quote, by themselves.
I need to say that that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And one man was going to buy you a £33,000 engagement ring.
Yeah.
Did he think that he was going to get engaged to you?
He thought that he would end up.
That's usually what I'd buy an engagement ring.
Yeah, you. What fucking question is that?
Yeah.
When he bought you a, quote, engagement ring, did he think he was going to, quote, be engaged to you? She's like, yeah, you dipshit. Yeah,
I think so.
And at what point did you tell him that that wasn't going to happen?
After I
when she gave him
ring,
her card.
I'm
a gold digger.
It's a gold digger. I'm a gold digger.
I'm not marrying you.
I've cut all ties with them.
Do you not feel guilty?
No.
Why?
Because they would take off me if they could. And not feel guilty about this. So.
But do you not think this? I mean, you're a beautiful girl. Do you not think that these men, you know, if this guy proposed to you,
is the guy next to her on the couch?
Yes, that's her
current
sugar daddy. I think.
Okay, I can't wait to hear from him.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear from him. What does he think about all this? He's probably like crying. He's like, this is the first time I'm hearing about any of this.
I was going to use this to propose while on TV.
This is our second date, and I was sure I was working into getting laid. Do you have a bathroom I can use? Tissue, please.
He whips out a ring.
Yeah. $50,000.
No, he was a sleazebag. He's just... He couldn't have had me as a girlfriend. So
you do get the gifts valued to find out how much they think you're worth.
Yes, yeah.
And so you got the ring valued.
Yeah.
Which almost makes me smile now, having said what you said, but you thought it was £33,000. It was valued at only five and a half.
Which is still a lot of money for something.
What a cheapskate, eh?
Why would you think it's valued at 33 and then it's
well,
five?
He probably said that. But then that means she had it in her possession at some point.
Yeah.
Here's my $50,000 ring.
Will you marry me?
Oh, it says Lucky Charms on it.
Give me that.
It says,
I'm going to take it down to the jewelry store.
Let me see that. I'll be the judge of that. It says marshmallow on the side of it. What is this shenanigan? Is this, quote, a real ring?
Okay, so you're not doing anybody any harm. No. You know, you say they sort of know about it, sort of. You know what you're doing. You're not...
I'm not doing them any physical harm, if that's what you mean. Some of them have therapy, but that's not my fault.
Changing any sex for this? This is just the way you work your life. But you do have two children who are 11 and 13.
Oh.
Are they aware of what mommy does?
No, what mommy
does? What 11-year-old is going to know its mom's a... a high-end call girl.
Well, to be fair,
she says she does not have sex with these guys. How much of that I really believe, I'm not particularly sure.
There's
right?
only so long.
That's yeah, there's only... Be... Yeah, you're not going to get the real money. I mean,
you're not going to get the
That's why you only got a 5,500-pound ring.
Does mommy know what mommy does?
Mommy, what's seeking arrangements? What's, quote, seeking arrangements? I saw you on breakfast television,
Mom.
Why do
I have a new daddy every week?
Who's, quote, Bob, the new daddy? He was here last night. Where is he now?
No, mommy's single. You know, they want mommy to go on dates. Like, they want me to find a partner.
Because they want the stuff afterwards, probably.
No, no, not to be the single.
Well, just dig right in there, Bob.
They want the stuff afterwards.
Oh, they probably don't care that mom's a hoe.
Yeah,
they just want
they
the shit.
The goods.
Hey, Mom, when's you gonna get a new daddy for Christmas? This one's getting cheap on us. Hey, Mommy, we need a new daddy Santa Claus for Christmas. This one's really gotten cheap. He didn't buy 2-ply toilet paper last time we were at the grocery. A full English, Mommy. That's what I want. A full English.
A full English.
A full English.
Well, I'm sure after this comes out, they're going to know a bit more.
Do you worry about that?
No, because... I've raised them, they know me, they know the way I work, you know.
But also, I mean, we say it.
I'm a hustler, judgment, but that's the way I do.
Yeah, they know what's up. My two kids are real fucking badasses. Hey, Jimmy, hey, Janie, good to see you. Don't you worry, Daddy's a man whore. That's just French for badass.
As far as an example to your kids are concerned, I mean, they will know that you were going out with a rich football manager who you then ditched for his richer friend. Because I just said it out loud.
It sounds so evil when you say it that way, but it felt just as evil when I did it.
Okay, yeah, they will know. But they're not going to be... It's not going to...
It's not going to affect them at all.
It's not going to affect anything. They'll still be my children on paper. Like, they have any choice about the matter. Yeah.
You know, this is your business, as you said, but it's a short-lived business. I mean, with all the goodwill in the world, looks fade, you know. These men are, it's a two-way street here. They want a young, beautiful thing. We'll get on to you saying young, beautiful things on your arm in a moment. But that you won't be.
Okay.
We'll get over to you, Mr. Hansy Cock over there.
Me?
Mr. Credit Card Cock, I'll get to you in one moment. Don't think for
I do
one
want to
minute.
Hear from him.
She's crazy. This host lady is mean.
A young, beautiful thing. You may be a beautiful, older thing, but that might not be what they're after.
I mean, I'm prepared for that. I didn't set out to do this. I'm not like a gold digger, as in I need to marry someone rich to succeed in life. Like, I have my own plans. I study, I work. So as long as it lasts, I'm going to...
I study. What is it that you study I'm interested in?
Have fun with it. When it doesn't, I'm prepared.
Well, let's come to you, Mark, because
Mark
is the sugar daddy, just for those of you listening. Yes. You can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to watch it.
We're aware that this is what these girls are doing, and yet you are happy to be part of this.
Yes.
Why?
I was married for 22 years. I just, I came out of it and I wanted some fun.
I came out of it and I just would really rather cut to the shit, to be honest with you. I'll pay you. You suck my dick. Everything's good.
Yeah.
This is John Vanderpump, for any of you wondering.
John Vanderpump.
How do you think? What? John must be some kind of successful person, right?
So.
He must have some business or be, maybe as
he's sugaring.
He's sugaring. Do you think you would ever go on television and tell people about this?
No.
No.
Stupid.
No.
You're the brother of Lisa from.
How do they even find these people? Like casting call.
Please, Chrissy. Yeah, you say it's. It's just like we go to Menfo and I say the word podcast.
Well, yeah.
And everybody comes running over trying to get on the podcast. It's like people, they want their 15 minutes. They want notoriety. Yeah, they probably call this station up. How did Jerry Springer get
what
all these
people?
What
show is this? Yeah.
What show am I on? Don't give a shit. I have chlamydia. Would you like?
What do you need me to say?
As a guest, I have chlamydia of the tongue. Would you like to see?
Beverly Hills. Uh-huh. You said you left your marriage after 22 years, and then you said to our researcher, "I like to have a pretty thing on my arm."
Yeah,
that's been.
I'm not entirely sure I said it that way. I think I said I like to pay for sex, but yes, around those things. He's backtracking now. He looks scared.
He does. Like, I didn't realize the camera was hot in here.
Yeah, jeez.
Lights.
Can you turn those lights down a little bit? How many people are going to see this? 9 million?
Christ-like.
No, it hasn't, because I double checked. That is exactly what you said. I like to have a pretty thing on my arm.
He double checked.
And so, what do you say to that?
No, it wasn't. I triple dippled.
Double dog dare you to.
I quote unquote triple dipple checked, which in British television world means I looked at the card twice.
I checked. It said the same thing.
I am 1,000,000,000% sure this is exactly what you said.
You said it.
Yes.
And that's how you feel. Is that how you feel about women?
No.
How do you feel about women?
It makes me feel good to be out with a good-looking girl. Mm.
And so what do you think you're going to get out of it?
You pig. You don't want an ugly woman.
How dare you, sir? And what about all the ugly women out there? What are they supposed to do? Oh my God. Are you just discounting half the women in Britain because they don't look good to you? And the women with no teeth? What about them, sir? Are you prepared to make a statement? What about the women with... What about the women with corn cobs for knees, sir? And women with eye patches, quote unquote.
Oh my God.
And what about, quote, halitosis, sir? Are you here on this television program stating that you will not date someone with halitosis? And what about them? Answer my question. I triple dipple checked. It's official now because I triple dipple checked, sir. Have you no decency? Are you saying on this program right now that you will not marry an ugly fat woman? And what about the men, sir? What about them?
Other than company, going out somewhere nice for dinner. I don't like the term sugar daddy. That's not what I am.
How much do you think you've spent on women of this sort of?
Probably about £57 in the last year.
This sort of
general guesstimate.
No, she said, how much do you think you spend on women with this general
how
profession?
Many,
profession?
What is it you do again?
Sorry?
What about the year before?
That's a lie.
A bit more.
A bit more? How much more?
£134 probably. It's not a lot.
So you're quite tight, actually.
I'm
quite
tight.
You said that's a lie.
It's got to be a lie.
You're quite tight, sir. I triple dipple checked.
She goes, that's a lie.
Yeah, because he said, I spent about £50 in the last month. And she's like, that's a lie. Thanks, Clarissa, or whatever your name is.
Didn't cost that much.
How much do you think he's spending?
He's going to spend thousands.
Yeah, but girl, you misread the 33,000.
Yeah, you misread the 33,000. I don't think you have an understanding of money. There's a big difference between a $5,000
yes.
diamond ring and a $50,000. Yeah, 30,000.
Yes.
I thought Yuzhou would go on a date with him.
Well, I've asked for
it. Because you can tell he's
just. I was going
to say. You have asked for her number. Yeah. Okay, did you give?
I didn't. Yeah. No.
You didn't. Why she didn't will. You give him your number?
Oh, she will.
He will. Yeah, mm-hmm. you'll get
That's
it.
All. Yeah. But
oh, my God.
The sheer audacity, sir.
So would,
she hasn't given him his phone number
yet.
How do they get a hold of each other? What are they using? AOL?
Facebook.
Will you give him your MSN account?
Or Google Chat.
Right now on air, I triple dipple check.
Spent 54 quid in the last year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Isn't this? It's all a bit cheap and sordid, really, isn't it?
It's all a bit trashy and ridiculous, isn't it?
I love this guy.
I know.
I love that guy.
Your life's basically a Jerry Springer show, isn't it?
Sorted.
Yes. You're like the front page of the Sun, aren't you?
Your trash.
Whole life, you're trash.
This is trash.
Your friends and family still love you, sir.
It's not about gifts. It's about the company and it's about two minds connecting.
That's it's not for you, though, my, is
for
it?
Me, no. Well,
I think she's like, not for me.
Not for me. Don't give a shit. Yeah. Not for me, just about the money, thanks.
It's not about gifts. It's about the company and it's about two minds connecting.
That's it's not for you, though,
my,
is it?
To me, no.
I think we're on the same page.
To me, I mean, I've met good friends out of it who still give me gifts and they're really good company and they're older than me, so I learn a lot from them. Mm. It's not always about the gifts when I know them.
Right.
Yeah, and, like, I get to go places and stuff, like, in the long run. But initially, yeah, it's going to be all about the gifts. I'm not free in my time.
You've got two grown sons, 22 and 19. What do they think about it? Are they worried about their dad?
The older one is completely dismissive about the whole thing. The younger one, I think, sees the funny side of it.
Right, what about sort of friends and family?
What about friends and family, sir?
Do they love
you?
Yeah.
Are you saying right? Are you prepared to say right now, right here, you will not, quote, unquote, get married to your grandchildren, sir? What about them?
Everybody's very.
I love it. Has hashtag gold diggers.
Yeah, hashtag gold diggers. This is like. I don't even think. I mean, Hoda and Codby or whatever the
Hoda Codby. It was Hoda and Kathy. Oh, now it's Hoda and Jenna.
Oh, okay, Hoda and Jenna Fisher. Is that who's on?
Jenna Bush.
Oh, Jenna Bush
from the President. Bush.
Okay, on with the video.
Enjoy
you're
yourself.
Not hurting anyone, are you? No. And you're having a good time.
Exactly.
So good luck to you in a way, I guess. And it
Thank you.
Seems as it's a two-way street and
yeah.
you're happy to do it. I mean, watch this space.
For more of the same.
For more of the same.
Just do hashtag gold diggers.
To get Clarissa to come on a date with you. That was better.
That was better.
We're
right here.
That one. Yeah, we're right here. And what about the women with no ears? Are you prepared to say you would not
I triple
sleep?
Checked.
I triple checked. Triple dipple checked.
That is what you said.
Yes. That is what you said. I triple dipple checked.
I just read it twice and it said
yeah,
it. You
and
did.
That's official. That means it's in the books.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, was fun. Yeah.
Very
we're
going to
get I'll keep you posted on Marlon. You keep me posted if you're interested in getting on Seeking Arrangements
we
and having some fun with the commercial break. We will pay for it. I can't do it because then Astrid's going to think all I'm doing here at night in the studio is seeking arrangements. I think there's a line I can't cross for the show
there
and
is.
That's it. So,
but one of you
one of
out
you
there.
Who's single and ready to mingle. Let us know if you'd like a sugar mama or a sugar mama is really what I want.
Yeah,
so if you're,
we need that.
Yeah, if you're a guy and
we've
you're
seen
looking,
the sugar daddy thing.
We've seen the sugar daddy. Everybody sees sugar daddy thing. It's all blah,
but
blah,
the
blah,
sugar
blah.
Mama.
Sugar mama.
Is something that's risen to
prominence.
Prominence in the past few years.
Yeah, we want to figure out how, why, when, and where all the good stuff. So seeking arrangements, we'll pay for it. We'll pay for your first date. If she doesn't, we'll pay for your first date.
Yeah.
And you just got to clue us in 661-237-8296 661 best. The number 2 YOYO. Let us know. Send me a text message. Okay. TCBpodcast.com is where you go.
Yes.
Chrissy and I want to say a special thank you to John Haygood from Haygood Studios here in Georgia, Roswell, Georgia, a little north of Atlanta.
Amazing.
He was amazing. Chrissy and I got a whole photo shoot, professional photo shoot, and professional is not to begin to describe this studio and this man.
It's hard to make us look professional.
It's hard to make us look good at all. And
he made us look good.
He did it in one shot. Like yep. The first photograph, we were blown away. And so we want to say thank you to yes. John. We just felt like we'd mention. We'll talk more about that as our new website rolls out. But make sure you hit the website now, tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video. Find out more about Chrissy and I at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Clips every day of the week. Full episodes 2 days after they air on the audio versions, now on Spotify at The Commercial Break Live. Search for it in Spotify. Now you're going to get full episodes. Okay, Chrissy, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we must say, and we do say, bye.